Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Can you pass me my 10-legged polar bear? I need it for power.
Can you explain?
Can I explain?
I don't recall a 10-legged polar bear from folklore, but my memory's really bad. The Sleipnir of polar bears. sent to us by Mog and L.
Mm-hmm. Who are they on the Discord?
Nathan the Scott and El McGain. Hopefully I pronounced those correctly.
Based off of the card.
Uh-huh.
I'm we opened packages.
Yeah,
again.
We did. It keeps happening.
Off mic.
Yeah, there are many pieces. Thank you to everyone who sent us packages.
Thank you, Heather, for the delicious candies. I'm eating a coffin crisp right now.
I'm eating Swedish berries.
There's a pile of candy on our couch.
There's a pile of couch candy right now that we're going to have to find probably a different home for. But
I don't know. I like it there.
It is convenient.
it's like we paid a kid to bury trick-or-treat for us for later.
We've also tried a candy that is appropriately named Squish.
Does do it.
It is a very
in your mouth
squishy candy. So thank you, Heather. And
thank you.
Thank you, Elle and Nathan the Scott. Cricket has been thoroughly enjoying the ping pong balls used as packing material, the paper used as wrapping material, and also her actual toys of a catnip partridge and a little box with holes in it that there are balls that she can play with. That's been very fun.
If we're being honest, it is to a lesser degree than the paper and the packing materials, but that is par for the course for a cat.
That's true. She is basically a fuzzy toddler.
The greatest gift you can give a cat is whatever the package came in.
It's something that crinkles.
Most of the time for Christmas, I give Cricket a straw from a fast food restaurant, and she loves it. Right now she's wearing a beautiful bow tie and shirt collar that you cannot see because she has too much fluff.
She has devoured it with her outside mouth.
It has become one with the poof. But I'm sure she looks very lovely underneath all the fur. So thank you all.
Thank you.
We haven't seen each other in a while. How were your holidays?
Long and short, somehow.
Long and short, just like everything in 2018.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're in a new year now.
We're recording this day one, 2019. Tyler says
correct.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count because nobody is doing anything.
This is the cocoon day.
I haven't gone outside. I don't plan to. So it didn't happen.
Is that standard?
Yeah.
Like the day becomes real when you step across the threshold?
I mean, for a day to be real to me, I need to witness events. And I haven't. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wish I could do that.
Just erase entire days.
I wish I could unmake some days by just not witnessing events.
We would be so much younger.
You're saying if you can't see it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This is the real reason Tyler is younger than Gordy and I.
What's that?
This is the real reason you're younger than Gordy and I.
It was my childlike wonder.
your object permanence. And the development of.
Name one fun thing that happened over your break, Tyler.
Put me on the spot while I'm drinking water.
Yeah, I figured the drinking would give you time to think.
It didn't. I was just thinking about this water's good. I did see Spider-Man a fifth time.
I knew that that was going to be it.
I'm trying to think of anything that surpasses that event.
In all of the family you haven't seen in a while.
I did see family. It is an annual event to see family at this point, but that is time that could have been Spider-Man.
When you think about it, it's true. You do see family every year. You don't see Spider-Man for the fifth time every year.
What about you, Gordy? One fun thing that happened to you? Or weird or interesting?
I dipped into The Bachelor for the first time.
Did you start at the beginning?
No.
Is that even possible anymore?
I have no idea. I picked a season on Amazon.
How'd it go?
I went for it. I don't know how much control The Bachelor or The Bachelorette has over the proceedings.
Very little, I would assume.
I can't help but think about, like, what would I do if they called me up and they're like, hey, do you want to be on this show? And like, well, not really. Like, I'm not interested in the thing that you want, but I'm happy to play my own game while I'm on TV. Like, can I work for my own ulterior motives? Using your show as a vehicle.
Do you think it works like the House Hunter shows?
What do you mean?
Where the people going in, like, it is They approach the audition and they're like, we're two beautiful people who are already going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a show feigning like I'm picking other people.
I think that's a good grift.
Yeah, let's do pretend infidelity for
but for real on television.
For helicopters.
Pretend infidelity for real. I would say there's probably some for real infidelity that would happen.
Let's for real infidelity before our marriage, but with eyes wide open in order to get some sweet helicopter rides in.
A lot of the events are very generic.
Yes.
Or so it seems. I'm less than one season into this cultural phenomenon.
How many times did they play a board game?
None.
How many times did they touch a deck of cards?
Right. This is my question. If I went on this show, would they deliver to me 30 people that have to play card games with me if I say so? Because I'm very interested in this experience. I'm not so much interested in I'm gonna date 30 people at once until I have to get engaged to one of them. I want like Chris whatever the host comes out and he says, Gordy's made up his mind about what he wants to do today. It is card games.
It is card games again.
This is a group date, so you're going to be playing like a multiplayer variant. I hope you've read the rules ahead of time. He will not slow down to explain them.
It is a double elimination tournament again.
Now, are you contractually obligated to marry the last person standing?
I don't think so. I think you can reject everybody if you want, which sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
If you start off and you're just like, I don't like any of these people, I'm going to do my thing for 10 episodes. Like, I'm going to, what if I date myself for the whole season? And then maybe we'll see.
Carmen, I do want to hear your good holiday thing. But first, I do have a pitch for Gordy.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
It is a reality television show called Good at Cards.
Yep.
It is basically The Bachelor, but it is you. Mm-hmm. And they find 30 people to play cards against you,
mm-hmm.
one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide whether or not they're good at cards.
So that's the end game of the episode.
And you say, you're good at cards, or you're bad at cards, and then they leave.
And there's like a musical sting and some flashing lights.
And the prize at the end is just knowing that you have Gordy's respect at cards.
It seems like a good time to announce my nonprofit, which is teaching kids in Africa to play and design card games.
That's what they need.
So we can finally get some more good ones.
Carmen. How was your holiday?
Oh, my sister nearly shot my mom on Christmas morning.
Is that a fun thing that happened?
Not so much. I mean, it's a funny thing because it didn't happen.
It's a funny thing in retrospect only.
Mm-hmm. Now, shot with what?
A real human American gun.
Which means some sort of toy, surely.
Nope, like a real American firearm.
Toy gun.
You were playing Splatoon together and she missed.
Why would she be playing with a real gun?
Well,
over the holiday. Is it can we say that your sister is a mother?
Yes, she is.
As of this year.
Is this important context?
I feel like yes, it is important context that she is a mom and she has a mom. And she very nearly tried not to have a mom. Like my mom went down to the basement on Christmas morning,
mm-hmm.
to
like moms do,
get something like moms do. And then she heard rustling by the tree, which could have been mom putting something there, or could have been one of any of the animals in that house who play in the tree. And so she decided that she needed to go confront the robber that had obviously gotten in our house.
Yep.
Asked her husband for the gun, and he, well-meaning,
provided.
And she went downstairs armed and ready for action.
This was in your parents' house?
Yeah.
So not their house.
Not their house. And I will remind you two, our family is larger than it needs to be right now.
There's lots of people in that house.
There were 9 people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an unwelcome guest at the tree.
One of them is an infant, but still counts as a people.
Right.
But probably wasn't doing the wrestling. So there were 6 people not in her immediate bedroom that it could have been.
Could have narrowed it down to.
Or that she could have maybe gone to and alerted, hey, I think there's a robber in the house, but my sister lives in an action movie in her head.
Or just do like a quick head count.
Yeah.
Sort of a Home Alone style, make sure everybody's here.
Yeah. Did you happen to watch Home Alone?
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't.
It seems to be coming up a lot lately.
I don't know why. I haven't seen Home Alone in years.
but it's fresh on the brain.
I mean, I do think about it a lot, apparently. I've not seen Home Alone in quite some time. So she didn't.
Did not shoot
the headliners, she did not.
She did. Like, we did tease her about this all morning. Because
so
that's
it
what
was
my,
your mom in the tree.
It was. I don't know who was in the tree. She just heard basement door. That was my mom. And she heard tree rustling, which could have been my mom or a cat.
Mm-hmm. No shots fired.
No shots fired. Just
not even a warning?
Gun aimed, ready to go, a fearful exchange, and then gun down, and then an entire morning of ragging on her. A scary thing, unfortunately, is that she still believes she was in the right do this.
Did she approach the tree or the door? Like, where was she headed with the gun?
Just downstairs.
Is that where the tree is?
Yeah.
It's downstairs.
The door to the basement and the tree are both downstairs.
Okay. And she, all right.
So she's still, in the future, she's still going to conduct herself like the hero of an action movie.
I mean, I know dogs that operate with the same mentality. You just bark at everything that comes through the door and you'll get it, right? Like whenever a scary thing does come, you will have barked at it.
You have covered all of your bases.
And maybe scary things don't come through the door because you bark at everything.
It's impossible to tell.
Right, so you just keep on doing it because you're doing a good job.
I mean, the one time you don't is going to be a tragedy.
Right, but it hasn't happened yet.
And God forbid it won't.
Well, I'm glad no one was shot over the holiday.
Me too.
Makes mine seem boring by comparison.
Yours was an un-American holiday because guns were not drawn on people.
No, no one drew a gun at any point over the holiday for me.
There are guns in Spider-Man, spoilers.
I would think so. Isn't that what Spider-Man's known for?
Yeah, whipping them away.
Spider-Man shoots 8 guns with his spider legs. That's his superpower, is to have extra arms for guns. Happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-hi-da-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.